in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 2 Samuel. So get close to your radio now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Ada, you better get them now unless I'm going to put this on you later. Oh. And so do you see here in the text, David didn't go by the Bible, did he? He was just thinking this was all about pride. Now, what's the number one sin on God's hit list? It's the same thing that he hates. He said, a haughty look. Oh, boy, a look of pride where you look down on other folks because they little. You bigger than somebody else. You better than somebody. God, I said, I can't stand that. He said, can't stand it. Why is that? Because that reminds him of the devil. Yeah, see, pride reminds, I don't care how good you look. And keep in mind, the devil was the most beautiful creature that God ever made. And let me tell you something. Oh, let me, y'all praying for me up in here? You need to pray for pretty people. Tell the truth now. Some folks, you know, I seen a man the day I was coming out of the parking lot, and he had this beautiful car. And so he was turning in, and I was getting ready to turn out. And I said, man, let me see this fella here in this car here. Nice. Man, he had this nice car. And, you know, I want him to turn close enough where I can peek in there. That fella, he got close to me and turned his head. I start to turn around here and say, he don't know me that way. That one right. Now he saw me. You need to speak. Huh? Don't be turning your head. Now how you gonna turn in right here? You see my car right there and you gonna turn your head. You better be looking because if that car ever touched my car. He don't know what I got up under my seat. Amen. All I had was a screwdriver today, but I could work with that. Now ain't that something? Amen. But that, you know, but the thought came to me that we need to take that car. He don't know how to act now that he got a car. I bet when he was walking, I bet he would speak and see you. Hey, can I catch this ride here? Can I guess that? Oh, my God. I mean, don't that kind of turn you off? A person can be walking down the aisle, you walking, all they can see is you see them. But as soon as they get right by you, they turn. What's this about? Huh? I say, now wherever you came from, you need to go back because you ain't got it together yet. Amen. I mean, some call manners. And the worst thing sometimes when a person get on the elevator with you. Now we're only gonna be here for 15 seconds. Don't be getting on the elevator. You see me right here and you looking this way. Well, you keep looking over that way because the button is to push over here. So you're going to have to come on and... Hello, somebody. Now they got to act. You got to act right. I'll just sit right here. We both of us sit right here. Amen. Which flow? Amen. It's a different world out there. It's a different world. Do you know the only way we're going to get somewhere today? But you know, the Lord is bringing us, for us black folks, we got to come back together. Yeah. Yeah, we done got so divided. We're thinking that we can make it because we got the lit job here and got a lit job there. But just like we get them, these jobs, God can take them away. We can say like Job, the Lord done gave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mean, but you think about it. We had more unity as slaves than we do now as free people. Amen. Could it be God judging us? Huh? Because we done got the big head like David. Like David. We spending too much time counting what we got. Oh, boy. Not really realizing. The only reason we got it is because of the price that Jesus paid. Amen. There was a cost involved, wasn't it? There was a cost. Now, let's go on a little bit further. All right, David had 9 to 10 months. Let me bring that out before I go to the point number two. Look down here at verse number 8, where it says, so when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem, and at the end of 9 months and 20 days. See, with Bathsheba, that was just a real quick thing. But David had 9 months to stop this census, to say, hey, that's all right, y'all come on back in. Now, notice the parallelism here. Sin in with Bathsheba, sin brought forth a baby, didn't it? Took 9 months. And then death, God killed the baby. This here took what? 9 months. Do you see the parallelism? God gave him 9 months to change before the baby come. He gave him 9 months. But notice. Let me tell you something. You never will be able to enjoy something that's sin if you're a true child of God. Look here. The Bible says in verse 9, and Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king. And there was in Israel 800,000 valid men that drew the sword. And the men of Judah was 500,000 men. David just had to get the number, didn't he? How many is that? What? 3 million people. 1.3 million men. David said, hey, you know, I got a million man army now. What was it, 1996? They tried to get a million man march, wasn't it? Hello, somebody. David said, I got me a million. See, we thought that was the first time something like that done happen. Right here, David got him over a million men, didn't he? But notice what happened. Verse 10. And David heart. What happened? David heart did what? David heart smoked him. After he had numbered the people. Isn't that how sin works? It's a buildup. I gotta have it. And once you get it, I don't enjoy it. What did I do? What did I do that far? Isn't that how sin works? It's a charm. It's kind of like a charm. It's like you're under a spell. And right after you get what you wanted or thought you wanted, then your eyes become open and say, now, what did I do that for? What have I done? My goodness. Why? Because, see, sin blinds you. But after the sin, now the devil said, now I can go on about my business. That's all I want to do, just get you to sin. Now David hard. But the good news is, it's a good thing that your heart smoke you. See, if you can sin and you can get back up and you happy all about it, oh my goodness, either you're not saved or you are a long way now from God. You done walked so far away from God that your heart has been seared with a hot iron, the Bible says. Where you done got hard heart. And you can, a Christian can get hard-hearted and callous towards God. Yeah. But David's heart is tender. I like this. And David says, notice what David says in verse 10. And David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly. He said, I really messed up this. Oh, I made a big boo-boo. Is that what he said? He said, I sinned greatly in that I have done. Now, I like this about David. You know why I like this about David? Because when David sinned against Bathsheba, it wasn't until the baby was born that Nathan came and told him, David, you the man. You done messed up. But this time, David recognized his own sin. See, that's where you want to. Don't wait for the preacher to come get you. Your heart should be so tender. Nobody should have to come and tell you, you messed up. You done wrong. You stepped out of bounds. You done sinned. Your heart should be so tender that as soon as you sin, immediately, you fall up under the conviction of the Holy Spirit and say, oh, man, I got to fix this. I got to fix it. And notice what the Bible says in verse number. Well, let's finish reading this verse here because I want you to see. David says, I've sinned greatly in what I've done. Now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done foolishly. Let me tell you something. The devil want to play you as a fool. Yeah, that's all he want. He just want to play as a fool and say, I know I can make you mess up. That's all I want. And now, then the devil will go ahead and go on about his business. All he wants you to do is just mess up. Yeah. Look what David said, verse 11. When David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose one of them, that it may be done unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come upon thee in the land? That's charge one. Charge two, will thou flee 3 months before thine enemy while they pursue thee? Your enemy gonna run after you for 3 months. Or that there be 3 days of pestilence in the land. Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. Tell me, what charge do you want, David? Notice what David says, verse 14. David said unto Gad, I'm in a great scrape. Man, I'm in a bind. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. And David said, man, this ain't no choice at all. Mm-hmm. Talking about choices, this ain't no choice. He said, but let me tell you this. Let me fall into God's hand. Because God's mercy is great. Just don't let me fall in the hand of man. Listen. A lot of times, when we fall into sin, we run away from God. Don't run away from God. Run to God. Why? Because God's mercies is great. When you fall into sin on Friday, run as fast as you can to the church on Sunday. Don't stay away from the church. A lot of time, and particularly even when you're messed up in the church, don't stay away from the church. No, because God's mercy is great. See, God don't even think like man. See, man, one of the reasons that man acts so crazy when we hear about your problem is because man don't know everything. And so we are so surprised, we are shocked, we are astonished, we are amazed. But you can't surprise God. God ain't surprised. A lot of times people say, oh, man, I can't come to church because I don't let God down. No, you didn't let him down. He already know that you was going to go down. See, you let a person down who don't know that you're going to let them down. But God already know that you was going to mess up. See, God ain't depending on you. See, we be thinking that God, no. We depend on one another, but God ain't depending on us. God's got somebody. I mean, God can make another dirt man. We just dust. Hello, somebody. I mean, y'all didn't forget that, did you? I mean, you know, we can put some makeup on the dust. You know, we can put some grease on the dust. You know, we can deodorize the dust. You know. But it's all dust. We can put some lipstick on this dust. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. All right. So we see David's sin. We see David's suffering. We see David's suffering in verses 10 through 17. David said, let me fall into the hand of the Lord. And so the Bible says in verse 15, the Lord sent a pestilence upon the land from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000. You see that? Okay, see, when you start counting and putting your trust, whatever you start putting your trust in, start becoming an idol. And notice, whenever you have idol gods and you want God to be your God, guess what God started doing? God said, wait a minute, now both of us can't hang around him. Somebody's going to have to leave. And so what God will do, he'll start attacking those idol gods in your life. So David done made the people idols. So God said, let me just start taking one of these idols one by one until the death angel had taken 70,000. See, don't ever make something an idol. Once you make it an idol, God's going to attack the idol. You see, you can make your car an idol. And you make that car an idol, you'll start having problems out that car. You make your children idols, you'll start having problems out them children. You make your husband an idol, you'll start having problems out that husband. God will start attacking the idol where you'll say, you'll start bringing the idol back down. Yeah. Yeah, because the idol, you'll start seeing that the idol is not as valuable as the real God. And you'll start desiring the real God more than you desire the idol. So God started attacking these idols, and God removed 70,000 men. That's a lot of men. Just like David was counting and adding, and God starts subtracting. Be careful sitting around counting your money. Adding what you got, just like you add, God can subtract. Hello, somebody. Oh, boy, it got quiet in here this evening. Let's move on a little bit further. Now, notice here, the Bible said, verse 16, and when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it's enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. 90-something. The angel done went all the way from Dan to Beersheba. Now he's working back to Jerusalem. And when he got there to Jerusalem and got right on over there, the Bible says God stopped the angel. For why is that? Who was in Jerusalem? David. It's getting close to David now, ain't it? God loved David. Isn't that something? God loved David. It's getting close to home. It's getting. God said, "That's enough. That's enough right there. Stop it right there." I don't know. But that's the kind of relationship I want to have with God. I want to have a relationship so close to God that when something tragic get ready to start coming to my house, God said, "That's enough. That's enough right there." Even when I done messed up, even when I caused the problem, God said, "That's enough. That's getting kind of close to my son there." And notice, David saw the angel, so the angel was getting ready to kill David. Look at what the Bible says in verse 17. And David spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned, I have done wickedly, but these sheep that has, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father." Now, David, you better than me. If I would have saw the death angel killing everybody, I don't know if I would have told the death angel, "Go ahead and bump me on off. Don't kill nobody else. Come on and kill me." How many of y'all would do that? How many of y'all would do that? Let's move on a little bit further. I don't want nobody to incriminate themselves in the house of the Lord. All right, but David, boy. And so you can really see the heart of David. Most sinners point fingers at other people. And even though they see other people suffering, they say, "Well, I ain't going down by myself." They'll rather for somebody else to go down. "I ain't going down. I ain't gonna take all the blame." But notice David, this is a mature believer, isn't it? David says, "You know, don't kill them sheep. You go after me. Go on and kill me." And notice the Bible says, "And Gad came that day to David and said to him, 'Go up and rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.' And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up to the Lord. And Ornan looked and saw the king and the servants among coming on towards him. And Ornan went out and bowed himself before the king and on his face upon the ground. And Ornan said, 'Wherefore is my lord the king come unto the servant?' And David said, 'To buy.'" Underline that, "to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Ornan said unto David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, there be oxen for the burnt sacrifice, threshing instruments and other instruments, and oxen for the wood. And all these things did Ornan as a king give unto the king. And Ornan said unto the king, 'The Lord thy God accept thee.' And the king said unto Ornan, 'Nay, but I will surely buy it.'" Underline that, buy it.
"Bread of life sent down from glory."
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.